Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the day, Let Me Be There by Olivia Newton-John. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day. Rest in peace, Olivia Newton-John, age 72. She passed away yesterday. Let Me Be There, Olivia Newton-John. 464-5685. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
What year was that? Oh, got it.
I should have had it. Hang on. Keep talking. I'll figure it out.
What year? Are we in our sixth year?
We're in our sixth year.
You have found your stride in Song of the Day. It's incredible the run you're on right now. If this were
1973, by the way, 1973 for Let Me Be There. A lot of good music that year.
What a great song. I mean, it's a mandatory 10 because of her death, but I'm not sure I wouldn't give it close to a 10 anyway. And by the way, kudos to you. I forgot about that song.
That's not one of her, it's a top one, but not You're the One That I Want from Grease. The Grease songs are always top for her.
Yeah, that's amazing you found that song. I've totally forgotten. Now, that was a hit. That was a hit in 73. It was a big hit in 73. It was on the radio.
It hasn't really lasted, though.
They don't hear it for some reason.
It hasn't made it this far. Yeah. Very pleasant sound.
Voice. What a freaking voice. Yeah, 10. Thank you, Jake. Thank you for being on a serious roll.
You're welcome. Okay, Gus is back. Thank goodness, because I was having to do a lot of double duty.
Yeah, Gus, welcome back.
Thanks, Gus. Good to have you back for one day. He's back. He's gone tomorrow. Back Thursday, Friday, though?
Yeah.
Okay, he's gone tomorrow. Well, all right, Gus. I don't know Harrison was good always giving 10s when we had people pass away. I don't know if Gus has the standard 10 when someone's passed away, but I'm going to guess he gave it a 10.
Looks like he didn't.
Fine, Gus. You don't have to.
He had to give it an 8 at least, though. Because I don't think you can give that song under an 8. And look yourself in the mirror in the morning. Go ahead.
I went 7.5. And here, I was going to go 8.
That's okay.
I had it at 8, and then I heard the background singer, and that threw me off. So I went 7.5.
That kind of
threw me off a little bit, so I dropped it down.
It's interesting. I'll go with Gus. It's very interesting, that guy.
I think it adds to the song.
It does, but it's like she's up here. He's way down.
I think that
here.
Was the idea. And that was a.
Usually they're more harmonious and way different.
That was more of a thing back then, by the way.
Yeah.
That deep voice.
And I like the harmony there.
Okay. Thank you, Gus.
Gus, thank you.
7.5 is a good score. You can look yourself
we'll
in
see
the
you. It's a good song.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Thank
ratings,
you, Jake.
Ratings here. Oh, hang on. Let me legalize this real quick because that's what we do. We are legal on this show here as we are in right
barely.
Now.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM first. 93.7 The Ticket.
Here are some ratings coming in hot. Grandpa Rick, 10. Beautiful soul. Olivia Newton. What? Olivia Newton John. Someone gave it a 1.1. Hey, unnamed texter. She passed away. Have some respect here for Olivia Newton John. 10 from Mike in Kansas. Breezy an 8. Bird in Columbus a 3.
I still love Bird.
Thomas a 3. Henry, 3. He says RIP, but still a 3. That song's better than a 3, right?
It's pretty hardcore.
John and Fremont, 9.8. Kent, it was an easy one putt for.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Birdie, 9.9.
Yeah.
I like one putts for birdies.
That was a great
John,
choice.
John, 10. Steve, this song sucks, but catchy. 6, RIP. Craig in Ohio, 10. You are on a roll, Jake. Doug in Lincoln, 10. Fat Phil, 8.5. Randy, a 10. Jennifer, a 10. Thank you, Jake. Hubby says 7. It's an upward trend here.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, guys.
Tom Petty
they're,
sucks.
They're out at Capitol
you're lucky
Beach.
You're lucky I'm reading this text. Tom Petty sucks.
Jennifer and Hubby, by the way, for people that listen to the show every day, they're out at Capitol Beach.
Yes.
They live out there.
Tom Petty sucks. It gives an 8. Brian, a 10. I got a 15 from somebody.
Nice.
Joe in Boulder.
What'd Joe give it?
18.
18? Interesting.
He says this. He says, I'm so disappointed in you, Jake. Olivia Newton-John was my high school crush.
Yeah.
And you played one of her most average songs when she had so many better. But because she was my high school crush and just passed away, that gets an 18.
You know what? She was a lot of people's high school crush. Yeah, I wouldn't say mine, but 73, I was 7. I was probably a little young to have her as my crush. That's
Big,
what I'm saying.
Big Slim says, do you thrive on listener hate? Great song, though, 8.7. Yes, I do.
You seem to.
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I would tell listeners that if you're coming hard at Jake in a borderline hateful way, he likes it. It's very, very interesting to me.
Anthony at 20.
20?
Pig Farmer of Waverly. I haven't heard from him for a while. Hello, shout out, Pig Farmer. Hit that out of the park, 9.
Hey, it's good to hear from the Pig Farmer. I hope the Pig Farmer is more of a regular customer as the football season.
61 years young, says
God
Pig
bless
Farmer.
Him. God
John
bless
in Des Moines, 8.
John's always great to hear from John. He's a staple.
Matt in South Lincoln, a mandatory 10 RIP.
I almost hate saying that certain people are staples because we have a ton of them. I mean, it seems
yeah,
like...
Well, we want you guys all to be staples.
Yeah, they are.
Never
though.
Go away. Never leave us.
Right.
We rely on you.
We do. Hey, by the way.
We depend on you.
Yeah, thanks for saying that, because we do. God, it keeps us right. Because we can be very wrong sometimes.
We will address what O'Shawn Mathis said yesterday.
O'Shawn Mathis. Yeah, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to give it away. We'll give it at the top of the hour. He said some interesting things about Nebraska's scrimmage and how they go about it compared to his previous employer.
Yes,
I can say employer now, can't I? His previous employer.
You can't. You can't.
Yeah, it's his previous employer.
Okay, before we get to that, I missed this about a week ago. I can't let it slide any longer. But this made me laugh and also felt
super
bad
funny.
At the same time.
Super funny.
Okay, so training camp obviously began about a week and a half ago for NFL, right? There's a There's a former Iowa State kicker, Sip, that was with the Jacksonville Jags as an undrafted free agent. His name is Andrew Mavis. Now, on Friday the 30th, or the 29th, it's Friday the 29th, Andrew Mavis was kicking field goals in practice, but he was trying to kick field goals in practice. He had three kicks that were so errant that people standing nowhere near the uprights were getting hit by the balls. Remember the name Dave Campo?
Yeah, Campo used to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Right, and he was an assistant for the Jags for a couple years. Now he's doing radio in Jacksonville. He was apparently standing nowhere, I mean nowhere near an upright, and got pegged right on the shoulder by a kick by Andrew Mavis. It happened twice more. Not to Campo, but to two other guys. Someone else was way left of the goalpost. I mean, not almost out of bounds left, and got hit on the leg by an Andrew Mavis kick. Andrew Mavis did not make it through that day. He was cut by the Jags immediately, saying, "This is not going to work out. You need to go somewhere else."
That is, I hope he has a sense of humor, because that is funny. I mean, that is, it's like going to the U.S. Open golf.
Yep,
going to the first tee. It'd be like you going to the first tee
if I was a pro,
and duck hooking it into the clubhouse. I mean. And hitting somebody. The ball bouncing on the patio.
These are pros. Yeah.
The ball literally
on the tee
goes straight left. Somehow the ball, you wrapped it around your body for some reason.
Yeah.
And it bounced along the patio of the clubhouse.
Hit somebody. Well, Andrew Mavis, if it's not
that's
football for you, I hope he has something in his career that goes his way.
That's too bad, but it's funny. I mean, it's super funny to hit Campo in the shoulder.
There's reports that hit him in the shoulder or the head, but probably about right in this area.
Yeah.
If you're watching the stream.
Well, I hope he's okay.
But he's fine. Yeah. They tweeted a video that said he has survived the errant kick. He is alive and well. Andrew Mavis.
We got 7 o'clock coming up.
Yeah, I want to ask. We've had people texting. We talked about it. How confident are you in Nebraska's ability to stop the run this season? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.